It's Greek Music Express. Ακούτε το Greek Music Express. Με τον Ηρακλή Οικονόμου.
Hello, hello, this is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Stelios Efedakis, and by myself, Heracles Kanemou. Today, we are remembering a superb poet, a symbol of the struggle for freedom, and also an artistic bridge of solidarity and understanding between the peoples of Greece and Turkey. Welcome aboard Greek Music Express, our nation. 63 years without Turkish poet Nazım Hikmet. Nazım Hikmet Ran was born in Thessaloniki. His father worked in the Foreign Service for the Ottoman Empire. His mother was an artist and his grandfather was a poet. Hikmet left Turkey after World War I to study at the University of Moscow. While in Russia, he became a Marxist, a political affiliation that remained important to him politically and personally throughout his life. Hikmet became involved in leftist literary magazines upon his return to Turkey in 1924. Arrested for his political activities, he escaped to Russia and returned to Turkey in 1928. Over the next 10 years, Hikmet wrote many works of poetry. His early verse tended to be patriotic and written in syllabic form, but from the 1930s, Hikmet increasingly abandoned overtly poetic devices in his work and instead returned to Turkish folk traditions. PoetryFoundation.org explains, Hikmet ultimately left Turkey in 1951 after a long imprisonment for subversive political activities. He spent the rest of his life living and writing in the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe. After his death of a heart attack in Moscow, his works continued to be banned in Turkey until 1965. He is now considered one of Turkey's preeminent writers, famous for his lyric and political poems and plays. Numerous collections of Hikmet's verse have been translated into English, including Human Landscapes from My Country, Poems of Nazım Hikmet, Things I Didn't Know I Loved, The Day Before Tomorrow, The Moscow Symphony, and Selected Poems. We started this journey with my favorite Turkish group, Yeni Türkü, followed by Maria Dimitriadi and The Most Beautiful Sea. Next, Group Your Room, a band of heroism and resistance from neighboring Turkey.
İspanya'ya Alaska'ya kadar, Çin'den İspanya'ya. Ümit burnundan Alaska'ya kadar, her kilometrede, her mili bahride, her kilometrede, her mili bahride. Dostlarım ve düşmanlarım var, dostlarım ve düşmanlarım var. Dostlar ki bir kez olsun selamlaşmadı, dostlar ki bir kez olsun selamlaşmadı. Ama aynı ekmek, aynı hasret, aynı hürriyet için ölebiliriz. Ama aynı ekmek, aynı hasret, aynı hürriyet için ölebiliriz.
Nazım Hikmet was born on the 15th of January 1902 in Salonika, where his father was serving as an Ottoman government official. He attended the Taz Mektep primary school in the Göztepe district of Istanbul and later enrolled in the junior high school section of the prestigious Galatasaray High School in the Beyoğlu district, where he began to learn French. In 1918, he graduated from the Ottoman Naval School on Heybeliada, one of the Prince's Islands in the Sea of Marmara. His school days coincided with a period of political upheaval, during which the Ottoman government entered the First World War and was allied with Germany. For a brief period, he was assigned as a naval officer to the Ottoman Navy cruiser Hamidiye, but in 1919 he became seriously ill and was not able to fully recover. That got him exempted from naval service in 1920. Next, an imposing ballad by Manos Loizos, who sets to music the poetry of Hikmet.
Απερίγραπτη λένε οι βεδόγια της Ισταμπούλ. Απερίγραπτη λένε οι βεδόγια της Ισταμπούλ. Οι πιναθεροίζοι τους ανθρώπους βουλιάζουν λένε στο χτυκιό, κι οι κοπελίτσες έτσι λένε στα θεωρία του σινεμά και στα χαλάσματα. Άσχημα τα νέα για τη μακρινή μου πολιτεία, την πολιτεία των τιμιών, των εργατικών και των φτωχών ανθρώπων. Για την αληθινή μου Ισταμπούλ, την πολιτεία όπου μένεις, πολύ αγαπημένη μου, την πολιτεία που κουβαλάω πάνω στους ώμους μου μες στο σακί μου. Από εξορία σε εξορία, από φυλακή σε φυλακή, την πολιτεία που έχω στην καρδιά μου σαν ένα μαχαίρι, σαν την εικόνα σου μέσα στα μάτια μου. Μακρινή μου πολιτεία, την πολιτεία των τιμιών, των εργατικών και των φτωχών ανθρώπων. Για την αληθινή μου Ισταμπούλ, την πολιτεία όπου μένει πολύ αγαπημένη μου, τη πολιτεία που κουβαλάω πάνω στους ώμους μου μες στο σακί μου. Από εξορία σε εξορία, από φυλακή σε φυλακή, τη πολιτεία στην καρδιά μου σαν ένα μαχαίρι, σαν την εικόνα σου μέσα στα μάτια μου, σαν την εικόνα σου μέσα στα μάτια μου.
In 1921, Nazım Hikmet went to İnebolu in Anatolia to join the Turkish War of Independence. In Ankara, together with a friend of his, they were introduced to Mustafa Kemal Pasha, later called Atatürk, who wanted the two friends to write a poem that would inspire Turkish volunteers to join their struggle. The poem was much appreciated. However, their communist views were not appreciated by the conservative officials in Bolu, and so both of them decided to go to Batumi in the Georgian Soviet Socialist Republic to witness the results of the Russian Revolution of 1917, and arrived there on the 30th of September 1921. In July 1922, both friends went to Moscow, where Rand studied economics and sociology. There, he was influenced by the artistic experiments of Vladimir Mayakovsky and Vsevolod Meyerhold, as well as the ideological vision of Vladimir Lenin. Nazim Hikmet, being a communist and publishing works that promoted socialism, attracted the attention of the Turkish government. In 1931, a charge was filed against him, accusing him of spreading communist propaganda because of his poems and writings. He was found not guilty on the 7th of May 1931, but He was arrested and sent to prison on the 18th of March 1933 for allegedly promoting communism. In July 1933, he was found guilty and sentenced to 6 months and 3 days in prison, and in August of that same year, he was found guilty of insulting and sentenced to 1 year in prison. On the 31st of January 1934, Nazim Hikmet was found guilty on other charges related to promoting communism and sentenced to 5 years of prison. But this decision was not enforced because of the general amnesty of 1935, which eventually set him free. Nazim Hikmet received his longest prison sentences in 1938 when he was found guilty of inciting military mutiny and sentenced to 13 years and 4 months in prison. Later on that year, he received another prison sentence of 15 years for giving directives on how to spread communism in the army. His total sentence was announced as 28 years and 4 months by the court, with no reduction in the sentence. However, he was released in 1950 with an amnesty, which he received due to protests against the Turkish government at that time, demanding Nazim Hikmet to be released. Many intellectuals around the world, such as Albert Camus and Jean-Paul Sartre, joined the protests. Nazim was released after these protests and escaped from Turkey to the USSR on the 17th of June 1951.
gözünüze görünemem, göze görünmez öyle. Gözünüze görünemem, göze görünmez öyle.
Despite writing his first poems in syllabic meter, Nazım Hikmet distinguished himself from the syllabic poets in concept with the development of his poetic conception. The narrow forms of syllabic verse became too limiting for his style, and he set out to seek new forms for his poems. He was influenced by the young Soviet poets who advocated futurism. On his return to Turkey, he became the charismatic leader of the Turkish avant-garde by producing streams of innovative poems, plays, and film scripts. In Moscow in 1922, he broke the boundaries of syllabic meter, changed his form, and began writing in free verse. Next, a revolutionary masterpiece by Maestro Thanos Mikritskos.
Έκανε ζέστη αυτός ασάλευτος πάνω στα βράχια κοίταζε. Τα μάτια του σαν πως δυο αητοί χυμούσανε κατά τον καμπό. Αυτός απάνω από τα όρη του Καραμπρούν κοίταζε τον ορίζοντα. Εκεί που του τη γης ετέλειωνε και σου φρόσε τα φρύδια του. Έκανε ζέστη ο Μουσταφά, ο λοχαγός του Μπεντρεντίν κοίταζε. Κοίταζε δίχως φοβό, χωρικός ο Μουσταφά, δίχως οργή. Κοίταζε ολόησια μπροστά του. Κι από ψηλά από τα βράχια κοίταζαν του Μπεντρεντίν τα παλικάρια. Του Μπεντρεντίν τα παλικάρια πέρα από τον ορίζοντα κοιτάζανε. Άσπρα που κάμισα δίχως ραφές με ξέσκεπα κεφάλια μολόγυμνα σπαθιά και πόδια του πέτρα τύρε τα παλικάρια. Στον οχτρό ρηχτήκανε.
Nazım Hikmet has been compared by Turkish and non-Turkish individuals of letters to such figures as Federico García Lorca, Louis Aragon, Vladimir Mayakovsky, Faiz Ahmed Faiz, Yanis Ritsos and Pablo Neruda. Although Hikmet's work bears resemblance to these poets and owes them occasional debts of form and stylistic device, his literary personality is unique in terms of the synthesis he made of iconoclasm and lyricism, of ideology and poetic diction. Many of his poems have been set to music by the Turkish composer Zülfü Livaneli. Part of his work has been translated into Greek by Yanis Ritsos, and some of the translations have been arranged by Greek composers Manos Loizos and Thanos Mikritskos. Because of his political views, Nazım Hikmet's works were banned in Turkey from 1938 to 1965.
Sarı sıcak. Neredeyse gir içeri. Ben oradan geçerken biri amca dese gir içeri. Girip yerden selamlasam hane içindekileri. Girip yerden selamlasam hane içindekileri. Yedi tepeli şehrimde bıraktım Gonca gülümü. Yedi tepeli şehrimde bıraktım Gonca gülümü. Ne ölümden korkmak ayıp, ne de düşünmek ölümü. Ne ölümden korkmak ayıp, ne de düşünmek ölümü. Ne ölümden korkmak ayıp, ne de düşünmek ölümü.
Nazim's imprisonment in the 1940s became a cause célèbre among intellectuals worldwide. A 1949 committee that included Pablo Picasso, Paul Robeson and Jean-Paul Sartre campaigned for his release. On the 8th of April 1950, Nazim began a hunger strike to protest the Turkish parliament's failure to include an amnesty law in its agenda. Seriously ill, Hikmet suspended his strike on the 23rd of April. His doctor's request to treat him in hospital for 3 months was refused by officials. As his imprisonment status had not changed, he resumed his hunger strike on the morning of the 2nd of May. Nazim's hunger strike caused a stir throughout the country. In light of the new political situation after the 1950 Turkish general election, the strike ended 5 days later on the 19th of May, when he was finally released by a general amnesty law enacted by the new government.
Φράξαν το δρόμο σε έναν άνθρωπο, αλυσοδέσαν έναν άνθρωπο εκεί που ευάδιζε. Να το λοιπόν γιατί δεν καταδέχομαι να υψώσω το κεφάλι στα στροφώτιστα διαστήματα. Θα πείτε τα άστρα είναι μακριά και η γη μας τόσο δα μικρή. Το λοιπόν ότι και να είναι τα άστρα, εγώ τη γλώσσα μου τους βγάζω. Για μένα το λοιπόν το πιο εκπληκτικό, πιο επιβλητικό, πιο μυστηριακό και πιο μεγάλο είναι ένας άνθρωπος που τον ποδίζουν να βαδίζει. Είναι ένας άνθρωπος που τον αλυσοδένουνε. Είναι ένας άνθρωπος που τον ποδίζουν να βαδίζει. Είναι ένας άνθρωπος που τον αλυσοδένουνε. Είναι ένας άνθρωπος που τον ποδίζουν να βαδίζει. Είναι ένας άνθρωπος που τον αλυσοδένουνε. Είναι ένας άνθρωπος που τον ποδίζουν να βαδίζει. Είναι ένας άνθρωπος που τον αλυσοδένουνε. Είναι ένας άνθρωπος που τον ποδίζουν να βαδίζει. Είναι ένας άνθρωπος που τον αλυσοδένουνε. Είναι ένας άνθρωπος που τον ποδίζουν να βαδίζει. Είναι ένας άνθρωπος που τον αλυσοδένουνε.
On the 22nd of November 1950, the World Council of Peace announced that Nazim was among the recipients of the International Peace Prize, along with Pablo Picasso, Paul Robeson, Wanda Jakubowska, and Pablo Neruda. Persecuted for decades by Turkey during the Cold War for his communist views, Nazim died of a heart attack in Moscow on the 3rd of June 1963 at 6:30 a.m. while he was picking up a morning newspaper at the door of his summer house in Peredelkino, far away from his beloved homeland. He's buried in Moscow's Novodevichy Cemetery, where his tomb is still a place of pilgrimage for Turks and others from around the world. His final wish, which was never carried out, was to be buried under a plane tree, a platanus, in any village cemetery in Anatolia.
Λίγα γαρούφαλα απομένουνε στις γλάστρες. Στον κάμπο θα έχουν κιόλας οργώσει τη γη. Ρίχνουν το σπόρο, έχουν μαζέψει τις ελιές. Όλα ετοιμάζονται για το χειμώνα, για το χειμώνα. Κι εγώ γεμάτος απ' την απουσία σου, φορτωμένος με την ανυπομονησία των μεγάλων ταξιδιών. Περιμένω σαν αγκυροβολημένο φορτηγό μέσα στην μπρούσα, μέσα στην μπρούσα.
Manas Loizos ballad here covered by Apostolos Rizos, I'm afraid that today's tribute to Turkish poet Nazım Hikmet, who passed away on June 3, 1963, has come to an end. Today we listen to poems of Hikmet set to music by both Greek and Turkish music artists such as Mikrutsikos, Loizos, Zulfü Livaneli and Yeni Turku. Now it's time to say goodbye with yet another Hikmet anthem by Group Yorum. From our sound engineer, Stelios Efedakis, and from myself, Heracles Kanamu, peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.
μου.